Ew, stop that. It's gross.
Kill yourself.
We've already used this. We have.
Then you're listening to the podcasts too much. Because I'm pretty sure we haven't. Because it wasn't in my playlist.
One time I talked about the Rolling Stones suing us. What song was that?
I don't know. You'll stop me up. It's not all the same song.
I thought they only had one. So now we're starting up with Start Me Up here at 5 o'clock in your drive time hour. Hijinks the Sioux podcast, number 35. Hopefully a return to some semblance of technical aptitude.
No.
After last week's video meltdown / audio explosion.
Extreme 08.
Extreme 08 audio explosion 08. The final countdown. The reckoning. 08. So,
Judgment Day. The four-part television event.
In the Hijinks the Sioux studio-ish today... Myself, Joel, from HijinksandSue.com. Across from me, celebrating his sesquicentennial, Eli.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
That would be me.
How's your replacement hip doing?
It's the same one that McCain's using for his... shoulders.
Oh,
so not that well.
So it squeaks when it rains.
It's okay.
Oh, are his shoulders connected? Because if you notice that his arms always move in symmetry,
yeah,
kind of like a Big Bird. You know, Big Bird's only got one arm that can move, and the other one just kind of follows it.
What? Yeah.
Is that true?
You ever noticed that?
No.
Did nobody watch
the guy
any
doing
the
Bird
coverage?
Has one hand up. His name's Carol Spinney. He's got one hand going up and one hand in an arm. The other arm is just attached to the first arm, and it just moves opposite.
Oh, that makes sense.
Anyway. Next to him, the bell of the ball.
Hey.
Josh. No, that's across. I'm sorry. Up? Diagonal across from Eli is Josh.
Yeah, that's me.
Not only present, but fully clothed this time, which is shocking.
Oh, yeah.
Shocking.
What? Oh, I missed everything.
So did everybody else.
You saw it at the office. You didn't miss anything.
Oh, you came dressed?
Yeah, he came balls of bulging.
You were in the room.
That sounds... Is it like...
No.
It's like you were there. Christmas, you like were Lloyd's in the room. Leaping and balls are bulging.
Yeah. Did you not see him?
Huh?
At the office?
Yeah, no, I didn't know that's what you were talking about.
Oh, okay. No. You just thought it was a different time that he was naked.
Right.
Balls
right.
His balls were like Best Buy on the day after Thanksgiving. Like everybody trying to fucking just burst right in there.
Yeah, or out.
Out.
With their purchase.
Right.
They're kind of like a love sack. Like I just wanted to spread them out on my living room and just collapse into them. And watch a movie.
Okay, I feel awkward now.
They were like a like two bags of sand.
Suck my cock, I'll murder your family.
Have you ever touched balls?
Yeah.
Speaking of balls, Denise.
What? Hi.
Denise, are you sick?
I'm sick.
You sound ill.
I am.
And I don't mean illin, like kid and play or something. I mean sick.
I don't know what
kid
that
and play. Yeah. I thought it was LL Cool J and Run DMC.
I don't know what that
Him
means.
Too. They were Jam Master Jay?
They're the ones who did it first.
Just because our new president is black?
That gives me the right to be a little bit blacker.
Oh.
The whole nation just got a little bit more chocolate, so I feel the soul.
Wow.
Where'd the music go?
A little bit more street cred.
Are you implying that he's like a gang member or something?
Dude, he probably rolls a really good joint.
Well, that's probably not to be
actually,
debated.
Yeah. That's everyone's like, I want a president I can relate with. It's like, I want a president I can hit a bong with.
What was it Frank said when he hit the bong? See if there's any pigeons in the bong, Charlie.
That doesn't make any sense, Frank.
Go to the internet and download me a hoagie.
Oh, yeah. He was like so high.
Oh, man.
Mm. Hey, did you see yesterday's episode?
No.
Yes. It was kind of weak.
It was kind of weak, except I love...
Except they were in 1776.
I love what they did to Cricket. That was just wonderful.
They victimized Cricket again.
Oh, hey,
in
guess
all
what?
All new ways.
I'm not recording over here, apparently.
Oh,
God
damn it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we're
now
already
we're
recording.
Wait. Now, second intro, Hijinks the Sioux podcast number 35, now
Jesus.
Live on Ustream.tv.
Like amateur hour.
Oh, the music is...
Hey, what's up?
Eli, Josh, Denise, everybody. Oh, Bob. Okay. So...
getting started.
Racism.
We have so much to do this week. It's going to be an awesome show because a lot of good and bad shit happened. First of all, thanks to the people at this table only, we have a new president-elect.
Right, that's right.
What up?
Because Dallas voted for Obama.
I know.
Right.
Texas did not, however. Right. Your vote did
Dallas,
not count.
Houston, Austin, and San Antonio, yeah. And El Paso.
We were in
Dallas County.
Shut up.
But not Collin County.
No.
Actually, there's a little link that I read that has RSS feeds like from all the local news about my town. So I look it up every once in a while to see if they're going to fix the roads. And it was like, congratulations, your town voted for McCain, and he lost. And I was like, yeah, okay. I don't care. One thing I wanted to mention, there's not a whole lot to say about, Obama, because I'm sure everyone's already said it. But have you all looked at change.gov?
Nope.
I looked at it for like 2 seconds and closed it. I didn't really.
That an interesting thing to do?
Like a
Why do you troll for ass during the podcast? Why can't
I am chatting with people.
Your head
you
in the
son
game.
Of a bitch.
Keep your head in the game.
I am not trolling for ass.
I think he was. Keeping his head in the game.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Just the tip.
Wow.
What? Oh. Wait, what was... Oh. So what
Josh listens and like, you're like, huh? Huh? And then like, huh? Wait, what were you guys talking about for the last 15 minutes?
He was listening.
Anyway.
You were talking about change.gov. I was commenting on change.gov.
While looking for ass on the internet.
I hate you.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, anyway, so it's a website to help sort of, like, fill people in on the transition for the new regime. It's kind of interesting.
I thought, just without getting into the whole, talk of Tuesday night.
Tacos?
It was awesome to see Oprah cry, I think.
Just to see that?
Yeah, just to see that.
She cries all the time on her show.
Yeah, but
we don't
like,
watch that.
Out in public. With real people. No, I know. It was really cool to see that.
I'm surprised she didn't get stabbed.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah, she had no security. They said that she was leaning on some dude.
Yeah, Jon Stewart said she bought that guy to lean on.
And everybody was like, oh, who's that? That must be like the new producer of her show or something. And it turns out that he was a nobody.
Yeah.
And he was just there.
And Jesse Jackson crying, too.
Yeah.
Was kind of sweet.
Well, whatever. I thought Stedman was there, though.
If he was, it wasn't anywhere near where he was.
Somewhere. I don't think it was the guy she was leaning on.
Man, Stedman just collects a paycheck so people don't think she's gay.
Yeah. I just think it was awesome.
I cannot wait for that very special reveal. That very special episode of Oprah. Is
my
be awesome.
Lover Gail! You get a lesbian and you get a lesbian.
They just, lesbians come marching out of the back. And like,
right.
Lesbians for everyone.
And you get a vibrator.
And yeah,
you
if get a somebody's vibrator. Like, do I have to pay tax on this? Like those fucking cars? Because, Because
that's going to suck ass.
Because people are expensive.
They walk out and they don't have batteries. They have like a totally static.
Speaking of vibrators, I watched a movie on Netflix yesterday.
Was it a porno?
It's like a British version of Garden State. It's basically just an art film about a sad guy. But it's called Cashback. And this art student, breaks up with his girlfriend and can't sleep. He doesn't sleep for 2 months straight. And so he gets a night job at a grocery store. And one of the two of the guys that work at the grocery store notice that one of the shampoo bottles is basically a dildo masquerading as shampoo. But it's just a dildo. And they're like, everyone should know this. So they sneak them into women's carts. And then when they check them out, they know that they didn't mean to buy it. So if the woman keeps it, they're like, fuck yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Anyway, it was kind of funny. So let's move right on into... Oh, yeah. Jesse Monster mentions on the thing, the chat here, that Oprah on 30 Rock was fucking awesome. That was
I haven't seen it yet.
It was so good.
I didn't see it, but I did see just like the little clips that they showed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liz Lemon!
Yeah, that looked... Just the little clips they showed were awesome.
I went back and watched all of season one in one night while I was drawing on Netflix. And that show... That show almost fills the Arrested Development void. That show plus Always Sunny
combined
fills Arrested Development.
Like a hybrid.
Yeah, it's like a comparable middle ground.
Turns out it was always good from like damn near 5 minutes into the first episode. That show's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's
got
that writing with that, with subtle multiple layers. There's
jokes
all over the place.
I watched that in the middle of when we were working on the game, and we were like up at the office like late at night, so we wouldn't leave the office until about midnight or whatever, but we'd always have a dinner break around 7:30. So we started
those
like
were awesome.
During our dinner break, we would go into the conference room and like pop in an episode, because we're like, oh, you know, you take a 30-minute dinner break and then you get back to work. That was like so like refreshing to watch that. I was like blown away by how great it was. And hands down, my favorite thing that happened in the first season was with the it was like a tribute to America or something like that.
The fireworks.
Yeah, and then it was supposed to be the pinwheels that were going to spin.
Oh, no, that was, the swastika pinwheels.
Yeah, and they didn't spin, so they just looked like swastikas.
It's when Wayne Brady thought she was a racist.
Yeah, and I was like, that is the most awesome thing I've ever seen.
I don't know, the one after that where Jack tries to get the fireworks special.
Oh, yeah.
A tribute to fireworks. And then it just looks like a building is blowing up.
Yeah.
Like, wait,
it's so awkward.
Wait, fireworks at night, Times Square, and it's not the 4th of July. This is going to be bad. And then they show the camera, and it just looks like the building's collapsing. And I'm like, holy shit, the balls to do like an all-out 9/11 joke on primetime TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is delicious balls. That is like gigantic balls. So watch 30 Rock. It was fucking awesome.
Only if you like delicious balls.
Delicious. Succulent. Balls. Moving into this week in internet, and then later we'll get to the mail sack. First thing, you know, last week we talked about Terrence Howard getting replaced by Hotel Rwanda on Iron
up?
Man.
It's me, Terrence Howard. How's it going?
He's got kind of a lift too. He's the ladies' man, as far as I'm concerned.
He kind of does.
He's kind of like, hey, I'm Terrence. He's like, Tony. God damn it, Tony. You're supposed to be there, and you weren't even there.
I was, I'm a very good-looking man.
I think he's a good-looking woman.
I'm a southern gentleman.
He's a drag queen, dude.
I'm not a drag queen.
Okay.
All right, I got
to
go.
No, that was Cuba Gooding Jr.
All right.
On good. Boat trip.
Did you know that
I didn't drag watch
queen.
That?
All right, I'm going to
no.
go.
I actually with that comic, I made someone know for the first time that Cuba Gooding and Terrence Howard weren't the same person. They said in the comments.
Surprise!
Like, holy shit, I thought that was Cuba Gooding in Iron Man! It's like, yeah, no.
Cuba Gooding.
But close enough. He was radio.
Right?
Retardio.
Yes, he was the retarded.
Never, never go full retard. Never.
Retarded president.
That would be a pretty good movie. Like an Oscar, like a film that's just trying to get an Oscar about the first retarded president. Bomb everybody!
Yes, we can.
Mr. President, no, we can't bomb everybody. God. Bomb the puppies!
Don't bomb the puppy.
Wow. This episode is entitled Don't Bomb the Puppies. Thing of the day. Thank you. Brought to you by Josh's hatred of people that are different.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Fuck those guys.
I wouldn't think you would. I don't know.
I think
it'd be a turnoff.
Oh, no.
Because they'd be like, constantly holding their ears.
Like 5 minutes
a good sporting hate fuck is fantastic.
Because they'd be holding their ears and screaming the whole time. And you'd try to take their socks off, and then they'd go ape strength on you.
Ape strength?
Yeah. Full-on ape strength.
Well, but once they fall out of the wheelchair, it doesn't matter at that point.
That's a different scenario entirely. We've
just
already
kicked them in
that.
The face. And
okay! Moving on. So, Terrence Howard, turns out maybe he wasn't fired for the reasons you think. Turns out he was the first one hired to Iron Man, even before Robert Downey, and they were throwing money around.
Porno?
No, they were throwing money around like crazy, and he got paid more than Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
what?
And he refused to take that into consideration for the sequel, and he's like, "Fuck you, pay me the same or more." And they're like, "How about we pay you less because you were only in the movie for like 15 minutes anyway?" Secondly, the rumor is that his acting was so bad and he was so difficult on set that they spent more time reshooting and re-editing his stuff than anybody else, and so nobody wanted him back. So it was like
it's
a double
weird.
Fuck up.
He seemed fine, though, in the movie.
That's what editing is for.
Yeah, right. I mean, if it was his 90th take and they had to reshoot all of his scenes.
Yeah, like I would imagine Transformers was awesome before the editing.
Before the CG?
Yeah.
Wow.
People reacting.
Well, what are you
to
talking about?
Dot.
That wasn't CG. That was
that's true.
It's total legit. That was a real deal.
It was too legit to quit.
Yeah.
Bumblebee totally, like, let loose his oil plug and, like, oiled all over that guy.
Have you read about the sequel, how terrible sense. It's going to be?
I don't need to read about that to know that.
The premise is that, like...
that there are giant robots that can transform?
Young Indiana Jones and Bumblebee go to college.
What?
And Bumblebee is pissed because he just has to be a car all the time. Because there's nowhere to be a robot. And I'm like, there's nowhere to be a robot! There's nowhere where you can just hang out and be a robot. What the fuck's wrong with you? Go back to Cybertron, you loser.
There's no robot cafes on campus.
Yeah. There's no robot Starbucks.
He's like humping the side of Best Buy and like,
come on, baby.
Like, yeah.
He just hangs in the junkyard.
They keep going out to the senior parking lot. There's all these cars. The tail ends are just crushed. And like Bumblebee's smoking a cigarette behind a tree.
Yeah, I didn't wear rubber either.
I will not call you.
OnStar.
OnStar, your car appears to be getting crushed in the back repeatedly. Are you okay?
No, I guess it would sound more like... Can't get it to turnover. Like S&M car, like Transformer car shit would be hilarious.
Damn it! Should have used
stuck in your transmission.
Should have used the higher viscosity oil.
Yeah, yeah, the synthetic.
The Chevron stuff. With Tekron.
Well, it's like the if you use this sort of a synthetic and they use that synthetic and when they mix together, like
no, you don't
the
want that.
Warmth. No. It's like that.
The warming loop. Yeah, the man stuff and the girl stuff, or the man and the other.
And
man.
Then they hit up, and then boom. Turbos go off.
You ever seen that?
Boom. What? What
are there's two KY makes a product that there's one for men and one for women, and you lube up all your junk separately. But when they combine, it's like epoxy, and they heat up.
Yeah.
But like, I want it to actually be like epoxy, like two-part epoxy that just totally innocuous. It feels like lube by itself, but then it would glue your junk together forever.
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
That'd be something from like Saw.
And in that commercial, it's like this husband and wife, and they're both like in business like attire. They're like, we only have like 20 minutes to hang out.
I can't
out.
Wait to lube up my
because,
shit and
like,
put it in
our,
your junk.
Our kids are about to come back from like soccer practice or whatever. And it cuts immediately to them like all with their shirts and everything like all like jacked up or whatever. And you can hear the
my dick's on fire!
Yeah. Yeah, like the crabs are essentially like, I don't know, on
setting
fire.
In.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's hot. Woo! Like a sauna.
What did you do to me, woman?
Oh, devil woman, your vagina has ruined me. Does anyone care? I mean, I know we don't really shop there, but does anyone care that Circuit City is going tits up?
Actually, I'm kind of glad because their Sunday circular or whatever, I took it into Best Buy and price matched and got free shit today. So I got benefits of Circuit City going out of business without actually giving them any money.
Huh.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Might be able to score a TV there now that I think about it.
What I've read is that the sale price
is actually more than the retail price.
I've heard is that there will not be deals to be had. And those stores will go out, a liquidation firm will pick them up and then sell everything on the back end. But it's not going to be like Ultimate Electronics.
In other words, you're telling me I'm not going to give a shit.
No. Yeah. You remember when Ultimate Electronics went out of business and you could walk in there and there was like six guys and a pile of TVs on the floor and they're like, how much you got? $30? You got a car?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Can I go with you?
Do you have any tacos? Hey, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten in days.
Look, dude, I've been up all night and I smoke like the biggest joint ever and I haven't... all I'm asking is just a place to stay. Can I stay in your garage?
I'll help you hook up this TV.
I mean...
Let's bring it home. No money. Just let me stay for a week.
And a pair of underwear.
Yeah.
If I could just get that also.
And a bathrobe.
And a can of soup. And your girlfriend for like an hour. Did you ever know anyone that worked at Ultimate Electronics?
No.
That place was fucked up. That was the only retail electronics joint anywhere that was 100% commission, like a fucking car showroom. And they worked... You could not work full-time, so they didn't have to pay anyone benefits, but your shifts were like 12 and 14 hours long. So you worked two or 3 days a week for like the entire day, and most of them didn't make any money. Yeah, so anyway, Circuit City is imploding, and there's not going to be any deals, and...
I can't remember the last time I was in there.
Really, would
it's
I mean,
better that way.
When would you have made the decision to go to Circuit City? They were always more expensive.
I bought my very first HDTV at Circuit City.
Your CRT one?
Yeah, that 800-pound monster.
God, that thing was fucking huge.
That's what she said.
The only major purchase I ever bought there was a when I bought a system for my car a long time ago. And they were like, all right, we got you all wrapped up. This one's on sale, blah, blah, blah. Let's get you up front. And then they're gone for like 45 minutes. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And finally they come out and they're like, all we could find was the box to this. Which means the one you want is the one screwed into the wall. And I'm like, okay, give me that one. And a discount. We can't. We can never sell a display. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, then whatever I buy has to be that or better for the same price. And the only thing they could find was between like that and the next one up was like twice as expensive. It was an amp. So they gave me an amp that was like twice as much as what I wanted for the same price. Anyway.
I bought my first major like non-shitty PC there. Because like that was like when I was like...
I've never purchased a retail PC.
Well, but... I was like 19 growing up back home. There was no other place to get
back like, in like 78 or yeah, like you bought like a Tandy Coco 2
1878.
Or? Yeah. I bought the circuit board
an
there.
Apple IIe.
And then I had to get the cards with the hole punch.
Right.
And I figured it all out from there. No, I bought a PC there because that was like when I was young and they'd say like you should start building up credit now. You get a credit card, it's got like $400 limit on it. And then you
start maxing that fucker out.
Yeah, just jack it up.
Max
just
it out. Go. And then pay it off. And then you'll build credit that way. That's America. And I was like, oh, okay.
But so, don't pay it off ever.
I did.
And then we make money that way.
I did that. And then I also bought my first zip drive at like Duff's Electronics.
Oh, God, why?
Well, again, this was like 19, like fucking 94. And I was building Illustrator file, or I'm sorry, Corel Draw files. And I had to support six kids, so I mean, I spent like...
And a 14 beer a day habit.
I spent like $3.99 on that fucking zip drive, and it was a parallel zip on top of that.
Those are awesome.
Oh, God.
Slow as all shit for 100
megs. That's
the
one that we had.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit.
Slow
as
balls.
I used to download MP3s on my dad's machine because he had the modem, and then copy it to a zip disk. And then disassemble the whole zip drive and take it across the house to my room to get MP3s into my machine.
Do you remember there the iOmega 1X and 2X CD burners they had that were like $900?
Yeah,
huge breakout boxes, parallel.
I think we also had that same.
Oh my God!
You a couple years later.
So anywho, Circuit City, bye. Don't miss you. Oh, you know what? Though I did do there, I scammed them pretty good one time. My surround sound system that I still haven't hooked up and I've had it for like 2 years. One day, and I think it was a glitch, they priced the receiver. It was a $750 receiver. They priced it at $499, and I screenshotted it so I wouldn't forget about it. And I went back the next day, and it was like $750 again. I was like, fuck! So I kept that screenshot forever. And then one day, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I printed it out, and I walked in there, and I'm like, yeah, I printed this out off your website. I want to get that receiver. And they're like, when did you print this out? Yesterday. Oh, okay. Change the price, and all right. And it had been like 4 months.
Breaking news. Joel has probably Mexican ancestors in him and doesn't realize it.
I didn't say I got it off the back of a truck.
No.
News at 11.
We'd like to submit a correction. Turns out his ancestors are Jewish.
Wow.
Jewish.
No anti-Semitism. Jesus.
I didn't say I hated them. I look up to them for that.
Oh.
I respect that.
I'm actually pretty good at that.
I know.
Moving on. Circuit City, fuck off. Oh, yeah. Last thing about Circuit City. They offered a severance package to their hourly employees. It's an extra 75 cents an hour if they stay till the bitter end. But if you quit...
What a shithole.
But if you quit even a day, like before the last day... To like go find a better job or something, you lose all the extra money that you would have made from now until then.
Oh, what a shithole.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that almost seems illegal.
That and the fact that when you buy something there, they print out a book of receipts for you. Do you remember that? Their receipt is like a mile and a half long.
Oh, yeah.
And it's twice as wide as normal receipts.
I use them for toilet paper.
And it's extremely flammable.
Wow.
Just so everybody knows that.
Just
I think one time I had it near a candle or something that was near at my apartment, and the edge caught on fire. And
wow. That's just paper, Eli. Paper
does that.
It's
like some sort of like...
paper?
Oh, what you're thinking is that it didn't have weed in it.
Right.
And so it doesn't. It burns faster.
Actually, you know, that probably would burn really good for
you. All right. So...
And toxic.
So... And it would kill you.
Yeah. Double harm. Well, it's going to kill you anyways.
Hey, you know what? Life is going to kill
you. We were talking earlier, or I was talking earlier about watching stuff on Netflix. That's because Netflix has opened up Watch Instantly to Mac people, but you have to ask for it. So far, one night I was up really late to like 4 in the morning drawing, and I watched the entire first season of 30 Rock, which was great, and 3 or 4 movies, including Doug Benson's Super High Me.
The what?
Wow, that's a terrible title.
You know what it's about?
Yeah, he's
I'm like, just a guess.
Well, he's a comedian that worked a lot with David Cross, actually.
He's just a gigantic pothead, too.
Yeah. Oh, is he one of the guys that did the marijuana laws?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And so his deal was that, like Super Size Me, he was going to not smoke weed for 30 days and then smoke weed 24 hours a day for 30 days. But like a third into the movie, he kind of like forgets he's making a movie, and it just doesn't go anywhere, which is like funny because that's sort of what you would expect, I guess. I don't know. Anyway. So you can watch it. Unlike Hulu, I mean, there's no commercials. Of course, you're paying a service. You're paying a fee. But if you have any Netflix service at all, you can just do it. And it was pretty great. But there's not a lot to watch. If you've already seen 30 Rock, there ain't a whole lot to watch on it. So, anyhow.
Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
But I encourage you to try it. Heroes sucks news. This Week in Heroes sucks. Jeff Loeb and Jesse Alexander, the two of the writers and producers, were fired.
But why?
Exactly.
Is anybody whatever still watching her?
We're all still watching it, unfortunately.
Who is this?
Well, at least me and Josh are.
He's talking about the two people.
I think Obama needs to do something about that.
About Heroes or about us watching?
I'm going to get him to fucking fix some shit.
With Heroes?
Yes, can I speak? Can I speak to the president?
Yes, we
yes,
can.
Mr. Obama. Yes,
are you gonna message him on your Flickr now?
Yeah. Hey, hey, Flickr friend.
Hey, you what up, Prez?
So Heroes sucks, and we're really into that, and it really helps our podcast rating. So
either cancel it or
can
fix
we
it.
Can we get a government intervention here?
No. Fix Iraq
like,
first.
Think of it as a buyout.
Do Iraq first, but or second. The economy.
Maybe simultaneous.
But the third thing you do, fix Europe.
Hey, I want a president who can do multiple things at one time.
That's true. He has 3 windows open.
Right. Yeah, let's push, I don't know.
Control
automated.
Control in.
Yeah, let's.
More new windows.
Yeah, let's get another window in there.
So they were two of the people potentially responsible for how Heroes sucks. I still say fire Tim Kring. Did you know NBC could do that if they wanted to?
Why haven't they?
I'm just saying that they actually turns out they have the power to fire Tim Kring. I didn't know that.
Then there's hope for the future. See, Barack Obama, hope right there.
Change we can believe in.
Yeah, we're still hoping for the change there.
Not only is that show continuing its death spiral of terribleness, every time I read something about it, it's about all the new characters they're bringing in. Every time, new character. Take the fucking 3 that we care about, and I'm not even sure which ones those are anymore, and just keep doing a story about them. Stop introducing more fuckers. Stop bringing people back from the
actually,
dead.
No, actually, it might be better to have new characters so that they're not all fucking related to each other anymore.
They never were. They have been for the last 2 episodes,
why
but they weren't
Siler
supposed to be.
Is somebody's brother now or something?
Yes. Weird. Everyone's related, and Siler's a good guy. Siler was a really good villain.
He was.
In terms
he
of
was.
Sci-fi and fantasy.
I enjoy him as a good guy, though.
There's no going back from I murdered 100 people to, water under the bridge. Don't worry about it. I'm good now.
I don't care.
They
it's
have
fine.
To deal with that. Bad story.
They don't deal with anything. Why would you hold them to that?
I know. And the hero, the main hero, Peter Petrelli, is the dumbest motherfucker.
Oh, I hate him.
He is so fucking stupid. Never mind.
The first thing, the main problem with that is his fucking name.
Peter Petrelli. Hey, Peter Petrelli over here!
Yeah, Peter Petrelli sounds like...
You want to get a calzone?
Like a lubricant or something.
You want to go to Peter Petrelli's and get a calzone?
Hey, everybody. I'm Peter Petrelli.
So, fuck Heroes. Heroes sucks. Fire everyone and start over or just stop. This is news for Eli. George Romero's making a new zombie movie.
Oh yeah, that is new.
Oh God, why? Somebody,
what? That man, be good news?
That man is a fucking zombie himself at this point.
He really
he will
is.
Not quit making shitty
I've
movies.
I've seen him live.
Did you see Diary of the Dead?
That's the one
I
that
saw
just
the
came
trailer,
out, right?
Which looked wretched.
Apparently it was terrible.
And all of the ratings have been like, that was
Wait,
the worst piece of
shit ever.
Is that
on DVD now, or what?
Yes. It's on Blu-ray.
It's on Not Gonna Watch It Now.
Oh. Wait, you feel really...
Oh, snap, George Romero.
Really
take
strongly
that.
About that. Tell us what you really
yeah,
think.
Dude, it's not that bad.
He is the fucking George Lucas of zombie movies. He doesn't matter anymore.
Well, he self-admitted to that at one of the Frightmares that I went to. But, I mean,
it's been 40 years since Night of the Living Dead.
It's all with the Brits now with the zombie
40
shit.
Years.
I know. Dead Set was so
well,
good.
Yeah,
oh, my God, it was.
Tell us briefly about Dead Set. I know we all watched it, but they don't know what we're talking about. Talk about Dead Set, Josh.
Okay. It was a little miniseries that aired the week of Halloween on the BBC. Shut up. It takes place on the set of Big Brother during the show's filming.
Which
and
is admittedly much more popular in Britain than it is here.
Right. It. I guess it would be like, if we did it here, it would be like Dead
Actually,
American Idol or something.
Yeah,
God, like, oh my God, we should do that.
I would love that. Wow. But basically zombie horde attacks and the last living humans are like that the story follows are all holed up in the survivor house. And
Big Brother.
Big Brother, yeah,
but it's
whatever.
Because they're in the Big Brother house, they're still alive. The fact
right,
that they're
because,
isolated.
Because they're closed off from the rest of the world. But they can see out in a few places, and everything's... It's a really good
God,
show.
That show is so good.
So I think it's going to be on DVD soon.
Yet another issue that I want Obama to take care of is that...
Zombies?
We need to bring jobs back to America by
zombie
making
jobs.
Zombie movies in this
Did
country.
Did you
want to
keep illegal zombies
That
out?
Way we can have
Look,
movie extras.
Wow. We're going to bring the jobs back to America... We're going to have zombie movies made in America.
This, my friends,
the economy.
I promise you.
No, not my friends.
Yeah.
That's the other
no.
guy.
No. What? No.
This, brothers.
Brothers.
I promise
wow.
you. Bros.
No,
wow. Brohims. Brosifs.
No, stop that.
That's terrible.
High five.
He's slap. Speaking in Boosh. Front of a congregation of zombies.
Yeah. Behind, like, a fucking wired
fence. We're going to bring... Zombie jobs back to America. Yes, we can. Brains! You're supposed to say yes, we can.
The science,
we're going to bring...
Their signs say, like, brains for Obama. Like.
Brains for Obama.
Actually, their signs just say brains. They're very single-minded
yeah.
people. Brains. My friends, I know you care about the economy. Brains!
Yeah, I want to get better zombie movies back in the U.S. So
there you go.
But
and anyway, the one thing we were talking about was called Dead Set.
Oh,
Dead
awesome. Set. Dead Set.
Which is
download it or wait for a DVD or
it was
something.
Very good zombieing.
You can buy the DVD at Amazon UK. It
and then not
on
play it on
it'll
a
be
US
two,
DVD
so you
player.
Won't be able to
actually no.
Just
I,
download.
I take
it.
That
you know
back.
Where to find that shit.
I take that back. If you go to their website, you can watch all the episodes online for free.
Oh,
because
oh, on
I told
the BBC. Or
yeah,
somewhere?
I told Joel about it, and Joe was like, "Oh shit!" And then he went to their website and was like, "Oh fuck, I can just watch all the episodes here."
Yeah, it was good.
I was like, yeah, go for it. It's fucking awesome.
Good zombieing. And not that it was like the best thing ever. It was just good zombieing.
It was the best
yeah,
zombie
it really was.
Movie.
It was
since Shaun of the Dead?
Actually, since...
28 Days Later.
Maybe. Oh, we're talking only serious zombie
the,
movies?
The Day of the Dead remake was good.
Yeah, that
was
pretty
decent.
Good.
How did it fare against that mall game that you all liked so much?
Dead Rising was fun as hell.
Yeah.
But was this a better... zombie experience?
Those they're not comparable.
Two different.
Just, yeah, way too different.
I'm trying to get
genre.
You to stretch.
Dead
trying
Rising
to stretch your
funny.
Mind.
The gore in the show was so much better than the gore
oh,
in the
God.
Game.
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit. I just realized that Jeremy's in the chat room.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he's been
I mean,
hey,
hi Jerry.
Jeremy, why don't you go play Gears? Oh, wait, you can't cuz your Xbox red ringed. Oh.
Today. Trying to play Gears 2 for the first
don't
time.
Taunt him.
No, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh,
now he's sad.
Yeah, he is crooked sad. He's italicized sad.
Italicized?
This is News 4. We've already done one for Eli. Here's one for Denise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you already know. I'm sure you got the newsletter. But Rob Schneider is making a new movie. And
what?
I know he is a god to your people.
Oh my gosh, shut
I assume
up.
That you are preparing a gift
you
gourd.
You know what?
a cornucopia gift
are you,
gourd.
Are you going to make him a new gourd hat?
Oh, I think they have parades over there.
Yeah.
For that.
Viva la
It's like Day of the Dead,
Schneider.
But it's like, you know.
Dia de los Schneider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So what
Dirt be Dur.
What is this new terrible movie that he's doing?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, just saying for me then.
Denise
thanks.
Would be really
thanks
excited.
Is it like Deuce Bigelow, yeah. Lunar Gigolo, where Why he goes not? To the moon or something sure. ridiculous? Or
That movie actually had some good.
The first one had moments of humor.
It really did. The first movie did.
This proves that
I
it's
don't
genetically
remember any of them.
Ingrained in you to like his
you know
terrible
what?
Movies.
You know what? Whatever. It was funny. Shut up.
Gore. It's okay, Denise. I laughed at it too.
Maybe the funniest part of that whole show.
What?
Oh, what the?
Oh wait, where is it?
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, Phil, your clock's ticking up.
Yeah. I can't find it.
Gonna need your answer.
Yeah.
Gonna need your answer.
You need a lifeline?
I'm sorry! It was B! Argentina!
I don't... Yeah.
No, it's Regis. I don't
know. Wow. Oh, no.
All right, next.
That's the first real soundboard failure I think I've witnessed. So you're like, oh, I got the... Oh, but it's the thing. It's just 1 second.
Hold on, hold on. Don't move on. Don't move on.
No. I got it. It's right here.
Here it is.
Yeah. That's like the best part of the home.
Wow, you play that 45 times a show and you couldn't find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's
thanks.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Good job being horrible at that. Next thing. I figured if anybody had anything they wanted to share, Michael Crichton died. We all know that.
That makes me sad.
Anyone want to
as much as his last few books were completely awful, but
you want to share any favorite Michael Crichton moments? Ooh.
When the Velociraptor tried to open the door in...
I never read that book.
In
You didn't read Jurassic Park? Like, it was, like, required.
No,
was
really
that,
great.
And when the girl says that she knows Linux. That,
I know this. This is a Unix system.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Unix. Yeah.
The Jurassic Park movie was the first PG-13 movie that I told my parents that I was going to see, and they couldn't stop me. That was like, I'm
up.
Going to see this movie.
Wow, and there was nothing bad in that movie at all.
No.
Huh.
But it was PG-13. But I was not allowed to watch PG-13 movies.
How old were you?
13.
I wanted you to say 16. But yeah,
no.
That's right. We were in...
No, no.
You
still,
were in sixth grade when that came out?
I still had to get special permission to see PG-13 movies until I was like 16 or 17.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Yeah.
I was...
It was awful. And then I went to work for a movie theater, and then it was like R-rated all the time because I work here.
Yay.
And I can walk in. Yay. Titties.
I did.
Wait. Jesse Monster says ER was fantastic. What does ER have to do with
Michael
Crichton?
Michael Crichton,
he created
ER.
He created it.
Michael, the hell?
Michael Crichton is actually a licensed, he's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
Of
dinosaurs?
He's a medical doctor.
He,
yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like back in the 70s.
Is that why his stuff is so detailed with
yes.
like with regard to
the dude
medical
is actually really
knowledge.
Smart.
Didn't
excuse me, was.
Yeah, his later books weren't very good.
No. But Jurassic Park was awesome. Sphere, Congo.
Book-wise. We're talking books. We're not talking movies.
Oh, yeah. No, just books.
Jurassic Park 1
Eaters
is the only
Dead
one of his movies
good.
That was good.
That was okay.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
He also wrote one called something about a train robbery. That
Great
was
Train
good.
Robbery?
Yeah.
I never read
that
one. That
was pretty good.
Do you remember...
Andromeda's Train was
did
good.
Did anyone else see Congo the movie?
Yes.
Oh,
with the guy
yeah.
from Nip Tuck.
Yes.
That was bad.
I was working in the movie theater when that
midget
came out.
In the monkey suit. The talking midget monkey. That was like, Amy, watch a banana.
It was so weird.
I kind of liked it when
a giant diamond
it.
Guarded by baboons.
I was just waiting for like a gorilla to show up with a Nazi patch on at that point.
What?
That's how
we have evolved.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
And decided to be Nazis.
Timeline was worse, though.
Like,
I liked that book.
And Banana.
The book was okay. The movie was shit.
All the movies were shit.
That Paul Walker was in that, so I was
Paul
like...
Paul Walker's awful.
You know what? This doesn't feature really fast
he's
cars,
like a mannequin.
So I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, he's
but,
awful.
But Fast and Furious is going to be out, and he's going to be in that, and I'm going to be like, fuck yeah!
Oh, God damn it.
Hey, Eli, we should go see that.
Am I correct that... I mean, am I correct that
no, really.
Jurassic Park 1 is the only Crichton adaptation that was good? The only one?
Didn't he also do... No.
I have to think about that.
Sphere was not good. Sphere was terrible.
I liked it.
Go read the Wikipedia on Sphere. Everyone that worked on it admits how bad it was.
Wait, are you IMDb?
And they said they were out of. They said they were out of money way too soon. Their deadline was too soon.
Okay, wait.
It got edited to shit to where it didn't make any sense.
Okay, the original movie made for Andromeda Strain was all right for its time. It's not really watchable now.
Too bad. How long has he been writing? Since the 70s?
Since the late 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
When he found acid.
Oh, yeah.
As a doctor.
Okay, so Jurassic Park was his first like major movie that people noticed. Was Disclosure any good?
Well,
I never saw
like
that.
A psychosexual
it was Michael Douglas.
Yeah, I forget that scene.
Oh, actually, he wrote Twister.
I'm sorry.
Boosh.
Oh, really? I thought 13th Warrior was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't think
that
he,
was.
I enjoyed that.
It was, wait, go down the list. Keep going.
From Jurassic Park on.
What other weird ass thing did he do that
so
we wouldn't know?
Jurassic
about?
Park, Rising Sun, Disclosure.
Wait, go a little bit slower.
Rising Sun with Sean Connery.
Yes, yeah.
And Wesley Snipes.
That was kind of shitty.
Oh, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that was. If we give it A, B, C, let's just do it that way. That was C.
Okay. So, Disclosure with Michael Douglas. Was it Sharon Stone? I don't remember.
S C.
Congo.
Maybe they mean
F plus.
Not even gonna get
F
the letter.
F plus. Pass. Just barely.
C for Congo.
Yeah. Twister.
A.
I have to give that an A.
B minus.
It was a movie experience. It's not rewatchable, but the first time it was
B
awesome.
It's a great
way to show off your surround system.
Yeah.
It's like, let me show you my surround system.
Okay. So shut up.
We haven't opened it yet. You can get some. Now.
You can have some.
No. Okay, so after Twister, we have The Lost World, which features maybe 30
B
minutes.
B for balls.
I'll give it a B. It's got about 30 minutes of awesome and about an hour.
I'm gonna go
of
see.
I don't remember that.
Black Girl Swinging. No, that was the third one.
That was the second one.
Black Girl
I never saw
Swinging
three.
After like...
All right, if you're cutting that, you might as well just go ahead and cut me a piece. It's Eli's birthday, and
happy
birthday, Eli. Whatever. We've got a cookie.
Give me cake.
Yeah. Whoa! You're cutting real pieces.
Jesus.
God damn.
Like pizza cookie.
I said a goddamn.
Anyway.
Good.
And then what was that?
Okay. So after Twister was Lost World. Okay. And then after that was Sphere.
C.
C.
Yeah. 13th Warrior. I'll give that a B.
I like that.
I'll give it a B.
Anybody else?
A solid B plus, maybe. Sure.
Jurassic
cookie.
Park 3.
Yay.
Ugh. Timeline.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, with Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No, that's Time Cop.
No.
Shut up.
God.
Timeline was like, my father's trapped in the medieval times. I have to get him.
That sounds great.
That movie was terrible. Don't even bother.
It was shit for brains.
It's so terrible.
That sounds really good.
Thank you.
They like see his father had like scratched his name into a cave wall. And they're like, this is from 1400. And they're like, we have to go back.
It's so vile.
Wait, was that the one where there's like a map? On the back of the Constitution.
No,
that's Nicolas Cage.
That's the one.
Yeah, and then Nicolas Cage was all like, he left us.
That's where the guy shows up, and he's like, Timeline, it's about your kids. We gotta go back to the future and get your kids, Timeline.
What's wrong with my kids?
The book for Timeline was actually pretty cool.
He married a black man.
Bring Jennifer too. It involves her. Oh, Doc, this is heavy.
Your kids marry a black man.
Oh, no!
It's funny because that was on Family Guy, and then they're like,
oh, yeah.
And?
Well, I thought that was still a problem.
I just didn't know if you were okay with that.
Anyway, what else did he do?
Oh, shit, you're talking to me.
You're a lot of books.
Yeah, internet.
Who's cranking them out?
All right, let's go. Next. Michael Crichton.
Bum, 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 bum.
Dead. that's my eulogy.
Are you still doing a comic about that?
About what?
Michael Crichton.
Was I going to?
You pitched one idea to me that I approved.
Don't spoil it. Well, I did it on Twitter. It was a lot.
Whatever.
500 people saw it.
Do it.
I didn't see it.
See, exactly. Nobody pays attention to you.
That's true. Next thing. Oh, yeah. Colbert won the presidency in the Marvel Universe. I didn't know this. He was running against Obama.
Oh, really?
So here's the other thing that's funny, though.
That's so confusing.
Here's the thing that's funny. The Daily Bugle is who reported that Colbert was the winner, and it turns out they acted too soon because J. Jonah Jameson wanted the headline, and they're having a runoff that Obama probably is going to be the Marvel president.
They've got
Colbert, like, accepting the presidency, and, like, that's pretty awesome.
That is so weird.
Can I have a soda?
There's actually two of your sodas in my fridge from last time.
Can you bring me a Dr. Pepper?
I wish you wouldn't.
I wish you would, though.
You don't own anything? No.
Thank you, Denise.
I hope he is the president. You know what? He still has not even mentioned it once. There's got to be something where, like, Comedy Central doesn't want you to talk about Marvel or something.
I don't know. It's weird. They've had Marvel people on there.
Yeah, Joe Quesada.
Joe Quesada on there, yeah. He gave him the Iron Man shield. So,
wasn't it the Captain America shield?
Yes, that's what I meant. Never mind.
Dumbass.
The Iron Man shield.
Yes, I'm stupid. Okay, next thing I'm saving, because it turns out it was one of the questions. Okay. Somehow, Al Gore is doing some sort of thing where people are getting to submit questions and he's going to answer them. And, like, the users of Dig somehow got the ability to vote on what some of the questions would be. And the one they came up with was, I wonder if you could elaborate on your long-term strategy for spreading man-bear-pig awareness.
Wait, that actually, they got someone that
through? Someone is going to ask that to Al Gore. And I don't know, I've got a link.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank and you, Internet.
This is linked from Comedy Central, obviously, because they're proud of that, I guess. That's question number 8. Oh, actually, okay, Dig is the one asking all the questions, and they got to, and they let their users vote. And so one of them, number 8, is about member pig. Super cereal. Apparently it's for Dig TV or
Dig
something.
Is so retarded.
Yeah, I don't like Dig, but that is funny. That's someone horrible. Is going to be like, excuse me, Mr. Former Vice President, Mr. Nobel Laureate, what are you going to do about Man-Bear Pig?
That's awesome.
Actually, it's funny they got that through, but
the best thing that's going to come out of that is if he actually knows what they're talking about.
It's
and
very,
if he can acknowledge it and joke with it and run with it, I'll respect it.
Obama would.
It's very, I see Dig as the frat boy assholes.
Hey.
And Twitter is like the cool
the
like,
indie guy.
Indie art guy.
Listening to his iPod.
Reddit is like sort of the
uppity Chinese kid.
You've anthropomorphized websites. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's true, though.
That's how I see America.
In terms of social networks.
There's only three classes of people that I'll hang out with.
Speaking of Man Bear Pig, did anybody see South Park Wednesday night?
Yeah, I don't like South Park anymore. This whole season's been balls for me.
Then we won't talk about it.
What, did you like it?
I enjoyed it.
They're so ham-fisted now.
They've always been ham-fisted.
They're like, joke, listen to the joke. I'll say it over and over and over and over. What and seriously, doing? It's like, hey, I'm Barack Obama. Hey, I'm Stan's dad. Hey, I'm every other male character. Hey, not even trying to sound like anybody.
Does that actually bother you?
It really does. Because to have four people having a conversation with the same voice, to understand how little of a shit Trey Parker gives about, or Matt, it's Trey Parker, gives about voice acting, which is something I care about, it just pisses me off.
Right. That doesn't bother most of the people.
They can eat balls. Cookie dishes.
See, he's for cookie.
It's kind of squishy.
It's kind of awesome. You know what it is? It's because you're sick. Because you don't like your shake either. You're just sick.
Shake is gross. It melted.
The best part.
It like coagulated into. Look at that.
Into a great awesome thing.
You know what? Just throw it away.
Did you know if you leave a Wendy's shake out in the sun, it'll separate into its chemical elements?
Yeah, that's
McDonald's. Does
and
that
then
too.
It will attack your baby.
And you can use it as fuel.
You can degrease an engine with it.
Yeah.
So, manbearpig.com. Next thing. So last week we were talking about what sort of chances Dollhouse had.
Oh, and apparently it's zero now.
And now it's zero. Because
like, they canceled it already?
No,
they might as well have.
They
It'd
pretty
be
much did.
More merciful. They gave it the Friday time slot that killed Firefly.
Oh, ouch.
I mean, same guy. Same guy.
Why does
you know?
He keep going back there?
It's the guy who breaks up with the girlfriend and keeps going back.
Yeah, I guess. Fox is like, no, we're totally different. We've grown up. We've grown up emotionally. We took some time off. We took a semester off. Got to know ourselves.
I took the summer to learn about myself.
About me. I got to know Fox.
And the whole time he's just staring at like tits.
Yeah, he's
like,
we're nice.
You got me at tits.
Fox's money is their tits. Right. It's like, oh man. Was your money always that big? Did you get him done?
Man, what did you do over the summer?
Yeah. Truly, there was some poetry.
Tits are huge. I mean, money, check, all of it.
Yeah. So huge. Dollhouse is going to premiere. They're also moving Terminator to that spot as well.
Good.
To cancel it.
About time.
Maybe Obama's going to switch up things and then like start making
Friday night
he's
weekends.
Gonna
he's going to make weekends.
Eli thinks Friday. He's going to solve TV problems.
Yeah.
I love this.
He's gonna move weekends to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then like Thursday, Friday is going to be the start of the week, and it's going to like change the economy.
Yeah, Dollhouse had Monday, and they're giving it to House because you know just one word difference. I mean, they're pretty much the same show,
right?
It's just House plus Doll.
Dollhouse.
And so now Dollhouse and Terminator are going to Friday night on Fox is like the retirement home. It's like where shows go to die.
Well,
why won't anybody watch me?
It's where you drop off your show when you're just tired of getting calls and
then again, our podcast is on Friday nights.
That's because all you fuckers is the only time you have.
Yeah.
No, that's
and this doesn't matter because people download it all week. This is a very small percentage.
How many people are in the chat room right now?
15, 16.
Okay, that's how many people are going to be watching Dollhouse.
No, that's how many. Yeah, they're not going to be doing this show anymore. They're going to watch Dollhouse.
No,
actually, we can't.
We'll be keeping them from watching Dollhouse, and it will actually get no ratings.
Oh, poor Dollhouse.
God damn it.
It's like they don't learn. There was something else on that I wanted to bring up. Let's see where it was. I found this here. Starting in January, Terminators will move to 8 p.m. Friday, followed by 9 p.m. Dollhouse, which that's just super shitty. House moves to Monday. Oh, and they're moving Fringe. Okay, Fringe used to get the lead-in to 24.
Yeah, I can't get into that show.
They changed it, and now it's going to go come on after American Idol. They think that Idol and Fringe have the same audience.
Huh. Wow, that's weird.
The show is run by those baboons with the diamonds from Congo. programming! Throwing shit everywhere, shit and diamonds.
Huh,
that's how they
weird.
Afford it.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah. They're shitting Congo diamonds.
It's just diamonds everywhere, and they're throwing shit all over the place.
Diamonds. When your wife is looking for...
Shits are forever.
The commitment. Shit diamonds from Congo.
Shit diamonds brought to you by Congo.
Like, they show, like, a gorilla hand come out with, like, a ring coming on it. But it's covered in shit.
Because she'll pretty much have to.
Yeah. It's because he had it all the way up his
ass. I guess I'm the only person here, then, who likes Fringe. Like,
I do.
It's okay.
Well, I don't like it. I mean, I watch it.
I watch it. Yeah, okay. I take that back. I watch it. It's something to watch. It's not awful.
I like I like
it's
Dinner
on the
Ford,
bottom of
but
my
the problem mouth. Is, like, I'm backed up, like, three episodes, so, like, that's how much I'm into it.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're equally into it.
Yeah, it's like, I'll get around to this.
I really like Denethor. Like, every time I I see him in that... I want him in every single scene to be eating a salad with cherry tomatoes while a hobbit sings.
Like, what?
Thank you for that.
Pacey walks up and he's like,
Joel, I hate you.
He's like, Dad, we've got to go. There's a guy and he's an alien. And we have to, he's like, I'm having my
breakfast. That's who it is.
I'm
and
having my
Pacey
breakfast.
Pacey starts singing about Pelennor Fields.
Yes. He goes, wait.
I didn't realize it until just
do you
now.
Do you sing? Do you sing Master Pacey? And he's like, well enough. For my people, I suppose.
Hobbit, get off the road.
Sing me a song, Pacey. We don't have any songs for great halls, sir. But I do know this hauntingly terrifying song.
That makes me want to cry now, just remembering that scene.
Oh, man, that scene was
so
great.
Good.
And no. Actually, Pacey walks up and he says, so, Dad, you wish that I had died instead of my brother. Yes, I wish this. And then he leaves for every day. That's how they say goodbye in the morning.
On a very special...
Fringe.
Lord of the Rings.
It's Fringe, not Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Fringe.
Lord of
the
it's
Fringe.
It's Dawson's Creek.
Lord of the Creek.
Lord of Dawson's Creek.
That's all I can think of him as.
Of course.
Whenever I watch that, I'm like...
He was on it for like 8 years.
Stop being so cynical, Pacey.
God, Pacey, why can't you ever just commit to anything? Actually,
gosh.
You know what's funny? If you had watched that show, unfortunately, as I have and as I'm sure Denise has...
I have.
It
was good first season.
His character on Fringe is a lot like a grown-up Pacey.
It is.
He's just bouncing around. Oh, he can't commit to anything. Yeah. He's a drifter, that Pacey.
Too bad.
He's misunderstood.
He's got a soul of an artist.
Aww.
Well, when they start playing like an emo, like whatever the badass song is on FM radio, and it's like his theme music, then I'm out on that show.
Yeah. It's watchable. So... next thing. Okay, so the same day that everybody was happy about having a new president, being proud, California voted yes on Proposition 8.
That's a
lot
of
gay marriage.
Fuck the Mormon Church. Just seriously.
Hey, no. Did you hear who they're blaming it on now?
Who are they blaming it on now?
They are blaming it on the record number of black voters that came out to support Obama.
The record number of black voters doesn't really matter because the Mormon Church donated $25 million against that.
They're from space. Why do they hate gays?
I don't. They're trying to keep the fucking Mormons are trying to keep marriage
the
sacred.
The values of marriage.
Fuck you so hard.
So
oh my god, you people are fucking cunts.
I don't want two guys marrying. I want 9 women to marry me.
Right.
And then the sanctity of marriage.
So we can travel to space.
Right. And populate
on Battlestar.
Space Jesus.
Have a. You know, Adama tells anyway. What to do.
Did you hear about Melissa Etheridge?
That's
her
the story.
Oh,
go ahead.
You were saying. Well, she's staging like a protest saying she's not paying taxes because technically she's not really, I guess.
She's not represented with the same rights as everyone else, so why should she have to pay
taxes?
She's not
being considered like a citizen, so why should she pay taxes?
Yeah.
But here's what I don't understand. What happens to people that already got married in California?
As of right now, they've already been married, and ex post facto laws guarantee that they are still married. It will take another. It will take another attempt. They won't write it in the Constitution, but there will likely be attempts to have all of their marriages annulled legally.
That is so fucked up.
It is.
So I have several friends over the last couple of months that actually got married, and I was so happy for them.
Yeah, your last two just got under the wire.
Yeah, they did it last week.
Good for them.
God.
God, people are such assholes.
Well, they didn't actually get anything anyway. They're in Texas. They don't have any
like
rights
something
anyway.
That may actually end up in the Supreme Court.
I hope it does.
I'm it sure should. It will.
Not until a bunch of those assholes die and Obama cleans house.
Yeah.
Then it needs to happen.
He goes and he rounds up those old dudes and like smokes up with them.
Can we actually put them out the pasture? Can we like glue farm them?
They turn their hooves into glue.
Yeah, they turn after a night of like hitting it hard. Like they all die and bring in some real like judges.
Yeah,
and Obama just coasts on through because you know he's got the tolerance,
right?
He's like
that shit hard.
Ruth Bader, careful! This will make you choke.
Would it reach the Supreme Court though? Because I thought it was like a state, like
weeds everywhere.
State
no,
by
it's
state.
A state. It's a state. This is a state issue for California, but eventually, this is a national issue.
It could.
It's an issue of basic human rights.
It could end up in the Supreme Court. It would get messy, but I'm sure somebody would be willing to take that on.
And Texas will be the last state behind, let's say, Arkansas,
Mississippi,
to figure it out.
Mississippi, South Carolina,
Arizona revoked gay couples' rights to adopt children.
Yeah, Arizona and Florida are both also big dicks.
I would rather you. And Florida's nothing but like old liberal Jews. What? How did that happen?
They're old.
That makes no sense.
Trying to wipe out a population of people.
Hey! I just said Jews, and you said wipe out a population.
Hang on. With the
it's my birthday, I can say whatever I want.
No,
oh, that's true.
That's
he gets one.
Works.
He gets one.
Okay,
he gets one.
But how can you wipe out that amazing buying bargaining power?
You don't get one. It's not your birthday.
Yeah.
take it back. Take one.
So I like that Melissa Etheridge quit paying her taxes, and then she's still gonna get in trouble for that. Like, she'll just have to pay them eventually.
She's such bullshit.
Now you're gay and you own a fuckload of taxes.
Yeah. So whatever. That's so fucking ridiculous. Because, hey, let me ask you this, just personally. Let's say you got okay. Again, this is not about the sanctity of marriage. This is not about Christianity. We established this is about taxes, healthcare, credit,
legal representation.
House. Yeah, you know, rights of the deceased. You know, having rights for, like your spouse dies and their family doesn't get all their stuff. You know, if you're their husband, you do. I mean, it's just legal shit. It's money and it's law and it's community property. It's nothing to do with Jesus or anything else. Okay, what if they said, "All right, guys, it's not marriage." Because that pisses everybody off. It's a super fun time explosion, and that's what it's called. But you get all the same stuff. It seems to me like it doesn't matter how it happens, as long as it happens. We can call it marriage later, but that's the main thing people are that the idiots are pissed off about. Is no, marriage is sanctified. Marriage between a man and a woman.
Well,
great. That's what marriage is. Super double marriage is between two dudes, then.
Super double.
I don't know.
Doubling
super
up.
Double
marriage.
Well, isn't that why they were calling it civil unions instead of
marriage?
Yeah,
but that didn't work.
Right.
As civil unions don't.
So it doesn't matter either way. Like, for these idiots that hate it still.
A civil union gets less rights than a common law marriage between a man and a woman. Like, if you live with someone for 3 years in Texas, you have more rights than two committed homosexuals who've been married for 5 years or 10 years, 20.
That's bullshit, man.
Anyway. Three on the heels...
I am gay.
On the heels of Obama's victory, that was a very sour note.
It was.
Yeah, I was up till like 5 in the morning watching the votes trickle in on that, and it was very depressing.
Yeah, I was actually up till 5 in the morning because I couldn't sleep and I was working and watching Twitter. All the people in California were like, it's looking bad, guys. Looking bad.
Was it by a lot?
No.
Oh,
it was
really?
Very close.
Bullshit.
It was 52-47%.
Oh, is that what that is?
No, that's the election that you're thinking of. 52-48 with love is the election.
What is that? What are those numbers?
The percentages of popular vote.
Oh.
The popular vote was extremely close. Here's how you know our electoral
system. Presidential popular
vote?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
What, it was like...
The electoral was a blowout.
It was like a million and... like a million and a half?
This is what I was going to say. The reason you know our electoral system is fucked is because winning 2/3 of the electoral vote equates to a very slim margin of the popular vote, which means our votes don't fucking matter. But most electoral votes will go with their state, but they don't have to.
Right.
So, anywho. Last story for this week in internet is... Okay, there was this thing where MTV UK was having their like video awards or whatever. And they came up with like a joke, I guess, to give Rick Astley the Best Act Ever award. I guess to Rickroll the whole world. I don't know.
Okay.
And then there was some like conspiracy that he wasn't going to get it. I don't know. I think the readers got to, or the viewers got to vote or something, and they voted for Rick Astley as a joke. But then he got it. So he won. Rick Astley won Best Act Ever, whatever that means, on the MTV UK Video
That's
Awards.
Wonderful. But did he perform it?
No, he didn't show up.
Oh, well then...
Oh. No, that doesn't even
what
count.
What the fuck then? Yeah.
Then that was a waste of time.
They played it, and Perez Hilton accepted it for him. I don't know, it was very strange.
Wow.
Yeah, it's dumb. That's a waste of time. If he's not there rickrolling everybody, then what's the point?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like a fart in a forest.
Wow, that's... Is that are you that old? Is that your old man saying?
Yeah.
Are you 68 today?
If you poop one in the forest, will anybody hear it?
There's like a shit in the woods like a with a dog and a bear. All right, Grandpa Eli.
We hear you.
All right,
we're an hour in. Let's move on to mail sack.
Wait, I have something from the internet.
Go!
I lost it.
You don't have anything.
No, hold on. No, they're saying they're remaking that Korean movie Old Boy. Steven Spielberg wants to remake it with Will Smith.
Hell no!
That actually.
That made me
we
sad.
We talked about that at work today for
did you?
Longer than we probably should have.
That would make no sense.
Has
everybody in the room seen it?
Yes.
I don't want to spoil any plot.
I've not seen Old Boy. Don't talk about it.
Okay. I'm not spoiling
any
plot.
I don't think you could watch it.
Why?
It's too good. No.
No, it's...
It's too weird.
The subject matter at the end is really awful.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no spoilers. They... For, if they made
a cartoonist dies?
If they... Like, no! And his name is Joel.
He gets a Wacom pin shoved through his eye.
Yeah. If Spielberg remade that movie with Will Smith...
It wouldn't be the same movie at all.
It could be the same movie up until about the last 15 minutes or so.
I know, and it would
And then
ruin
it would be 100% different.
Yeah,
they could not. It at that point, so
that movie will not play for an American audience.
Oh,
no,
like Will Smith's last
all.
Movie that completely changed the ending and
right,
fucked it up.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
At that point, just make it, call it something else and get sued. You're Steven Spielberg.
That's what they're doing right now. They're just trying to acquire the rights. As soon as they get the rights, it's a go.
The past few Will Smith movies have done that, like ruined the title properties that it came from.
Yeah.
iRobot.
Yep. And the vampire movie.
Technically, none of those.
What vampire?
I Am Legend was not.
I Am
bad.
Legend.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
Just watch it with a different ending. Like stop
yeah,
it at
watch
that
it,
point.
Watch it on the DVD with the alternate ending.
Yeah.
Well, the alternate ending is still not right.
No, but it's right.
Oh, really?
Closer.
I
guess.
Seen it.
Okay, question time. This is from Orf. If Obama were to appoint a secretary of the internet, what's their first priority and who would it be?
Oh,
I like
wow,
that. I like
great.
That.
I don't
and
know.
Actually,
I don't.
He's supposed to appoint our first ever,
yeah.
like technology.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Secretary of technology. He had a quote recently that said, like, part of my initiative is going to be to challenge America the way that John F. Kennedy challenged us to get to the moon by saying, I want these things done, even though the technology to do them doesn't exist yet.
I challenge, that's awesome. I challenge Obama to challenge us to gigabit internet.
To everywhere.
To every home.
Also wireless.
You know, gigabit wireless, Seriously, that's not a bad idea. Because, like, his whole campaign was based on, like, hey, I'm making Twitter updates. I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere on
taking
the internet.
Taking a piss. Taking an Obama piss.
I am the internet.
Obama.
And, like, Obama's shaking it off.
Internet. Yeah, like, everybody knows, and it's going to be a while, because I'm huge.
Obama caught a ball on his fly. Hang on. Obama's okay.
Oh, God.
It's okay. Obama's stronger
Obama
than that.
Obama got the Frank above the bean.
Yeah, oh, or, God. Wait, how'd you get the beans above the Frank?
Whatever. Shit.
I don't know who it should be.
Dean Kamen.
What's his face at Ain't It Cool News?
Fuck that guy.
You talking about Harry Knowles?
Harry Knowles. No, Harry Knowles can control the internet.
Why did you... Why?
Stop that.
Not Secretary of Internet douche-tards.
That man is huge.
I know.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Although, actually, I cannot make fun of him for being fat. Because the circumstances, because of it... What? No. That's not what I mean.
Because you're only 30 pounds lighter than him?
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm like 400 pounds lighter than him.
Him and Kevin Smith could roll now.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh,
wait. Before we go to Kevin Smith's, like, fucking new, like, hemisphere and fucking gravitational pool.
Okay, Zach poor and Mary was. Did you?
Yeah, no,
no,
no.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it, so I don't want to hear
it's good. It is actually really good.
Rate it with the rest of his movies. Where does it fit?
But anyway, to stay on that topic.
Better than Mallrats?
I don't know who.
Yes.
I don't know who would be in charge of the internet, but. I would ask that they take down Dig.
Okay.
Bring back Friendster.
Oh, God, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Get rid of all, like, AOL-associated
websites.
Why would
you bring back Friendster? Bring back Napster.
Because that would be a challenge.
There still is a Napster. It just isn't anything.
I want to see that challenge, like, made and fixed. Not that I would use it, because I don't really care. I just want to see somebody do it. Oh, and then get rid of Dig. And
You already said that.
And certain people like us that are obviously experts on the internet... We need to get permaban powers to ban people from the internet.
Yeah, that's, like, that's good.
Can I get, like, a badge or something?
Just says permaban.
You show up at someone's house.
It's a ban hammer. You get a ban hammer that bans you from the internet forever.
It's just like a hammer. You get banned. And you just walk up to their router and, like, smash it.
You wrap their house in yellow tape. This place has been banned from the internet.
Wow.
So,
like, most of Germany.
This house is clean.
Hey, did you hear about Australia?
What?
Australia is getting a great firewall of China.
Random. What?
Oh, God.
They are going to filter all of the internet to Australia, just
like
China.
What the fuck is wrong with Aussies?
Why?
They originally said it was for child porn, but that was just a gateway for the government to get control of the entire internet.
Oh, that's terrible.
That doesn't make sense.
So, like, you know, in China, you can't go to, like, 2/3 of the internet. Right. Well, that's where Australia is going now.
Why
that's
would
fucked
they
up. There's
do
a,
that?
We have a, I have a lot of readers from Australia. It'd be interesting to know. If there's any Australians in the chat, let me know what you think
it's
about
like
that.
It's 4 in the morning or something over there.
Oh, sorry. Or who are listening to this when it's available to
yeah,
you.
Whatever.
I will eat your babies, bitch!
So...
That's what they say in Australia.
Question from Jesse Monster. This is specifically to Eli. Eli, are we ever going to see any of your non-Nazi-related art? And that is not as to say that you do Nazi art. Because you do, but you don't.
Right.
Your non-video game work.
But it's all Nazi-related. Right.
Where can people see your art, Eli? I'm going to venture that and say nowhere.
That would be correct. It's funny because I read that comment, and it sort of inspired me today to do something about that.
Wow!
So
good job, Jeffy.
I started... I actually busted out my paints and my canvas and actually did traditional paint.
Are you going to put it on Flickr?
Maybe when it's all said and done. And I was thinking that as well, because I have designs and all kinds of stuff, but I just don't have it posted anywhere. And I thought about that too. So I'm actually going to make an effort to at least get a website up that...
So you stopped because of work, right? Like, work took over
pretty
your
much,
life, and so art
yeah,
goes
work,
away.
Well, it just, like, I didn't want to come home because, like, art is so, like, intensive... In on the mind and everything that it's like, dude, I'm already like all burnt out. Like, I don't want to go home and like do that more if I don't have to. But now things are kind of slowed up at work for me a little bit. I think I'm going to change that and fix that. And
good for you.
I have designs. I have stuff that I wanted to Like, I showed you some of that stuff. I had a bunch of designs that I wanted to send up
Shut
to...
Shut up! God, you're a fucker! Stop being a fucker!
I wanted to send up
Man's
to...
Man's bearing his soul here!
To Threadless. I know, dude. I've only got maybe a year left in me.
Before I go, I want you to
Come
see
Come on,
my
Grandpa.
Art.
Skip to the end there.
But,
And then, he was married... He was married to a girl named Selma. But we Selma all... worked at... The local store selling grain.
In the end, we were able to
and
make
bread. And she moonlighted
bread.
At Pottery Barn
now,
on weekends.
She had gout in one of her legs. Now listen, she had up. To wear special shoes. What were we talking?
So yes, answer that question. I'm going to try to get a site up at some point.
You know, that was one of the reasons that I started the comic. One of the smaller reasons was that every time it would come to the issue of art and or drawing... No one knew I could draw, and that pissed me off. Because I'd been drawing my entire life. And people would be like, we need to draw something. Who can draw it? I don't know. I think I know somebody. And I'm like, God damn it. No one knows I can draw. It fucking pisses me off.
Wait, you draw?
You what?
Occasionally.
What do you
do? Huh. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Like for
like,
a hobby?
What kind of stuff do you draw? Like what
the internet
what?
Mostly.
Really?
Yeah. What? Nudes.
The internet nudes.
Tasteful internet nudes. Yeah.
Is that like internet porn?
Yeah.
Different?
No, yeah.
No.
It's all
you said it was tasteful.
It's tasteful.
There's a difference between nudes and porn.
It's like one girl, one cup. It's tasteful.
She. What?
Two candidates, one cup.
Hey, so.
Oh.
Whoa.
What?
Hey, you know what? Speaking of art.
That was. Hey, that was.
That's some chocolate vanilla swirl.
That was 7-Eleven. That was 7-Eleven.
McCain's shit is white? What?
He is that white.
No, he doesn't have belt.
That was 7-Eleven's ad there for a while.
That man craps out of his stomach into a bag.
They could have run that because they had the coffee that you could buy in a blue cup
or
a red cup.
Oh, yeah.
Or it was the combined
7-Election.com
or
whatever.
They put both candidates on one cup, so one side was red and one side was blue, and it was like, two candidates, one cup.
That's terrible.
You know that movie I was telling you that I watched earlier, Cashback?
No.
Yes. Had... The guy was supposed to be an artist, and throughout the whole movie, he's sketching. It's real pencil sketches. And then at the end, I don't know what happened, if they got rushed or something, but he has an art show at the end. All of his paintings are photos with Photoshop filters on them. And I was like, whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Maybe they ran out of budget
money.
Whoa,
bro. I know. Oh, God. That's the sketch filter. Like, that's depressing.
It's like, I use that all the time. I know exactly what that is.
Yeah, that's how I don't draw. You're not allowed to do that. So get your art up, Eli. People want to see it. They want to know you better.
Creepy.
This is one of my links from earlier. Crabstorm asks and mentions that they're auctioning off a bunch of the Battlestar set and costumes. If you had unlimited money, which piece would you buy? How much would you spend? I don't care about how much you spend. What Battlestar thing would you want in your home?
The ship.
I want
the Battlestar.
I win.
What a great house if you own like a giant like aircraft hangar just to have them recreate the Galactica and that's your house.
Wow.
At the very least, a Viper.
Yeah, I would want a Viper.
To sleep in or like
yes.
Like a race car bed?
To get to work.
I would wear a Viper flight suit everywhere.
It looks like
okay,
you would be
good.
So like sweaty.
Oh yeah, it's like rubber. And if somebody mouthed off to me, I'd be like, have some respect! I am out there every day fighting Cylons for you!
Frack you.
Frack you, cockfracker!
Dude, Denise, watch the language.
I'm sorry.
God.
I think I would want...
Mike Loosler on the chat here says he would take Lucy Lawless.
I want that gravy bowl where the super secret Cylon was in the whole time.
Oh, right, the juice bowl.
Yeah.
The juice boat.
Ew.
Yeah, I'll take that jello bowl.
That's your tub.
It's so
that's
gross.
Your bathtub.
Yeah.
It's just soaking.
No, I don't want her in it. That's for me. Like,
yeah, soaking the juices.
To relax in?
Yeah.
Calgon, take me away.
And then, like, people come over and I can predict the future.
Yeah, you've got, there's all kinds of tubes going into your head.
Yeah.
You're like 4, 3, 5, 6.
Oh,
nine,
it's
two.
Like she jello.
Listen, when you talk, and then there's a dog, and then also. Jello!
People are just looking at you.
It's like River Tam was running those ships.
Basically.
Anyway.
Do by do.
I would take. Ooh, I'd take. I would take. I'd take Fat Lee's uniform in the fat suit.
What?
Can I just have Ty's eye patch?
Big Adama's house.
I bet.
Wow, that would be good. The eye patch.
Can I get...
Krillin!
I want clones of myself. Does that count?
To make out with. That's gross, Denise. Why'd you say that? You're disgusting.
Okay, that's not what I said.
I'll take the guy from Quantum Leap.
What?
The religious guy?
Oh, yeah, Brother Cavill. I just have him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dean Andrew, Richard, not Richard Dean Anderson. What's his name? His name's Dean Stockwell.
Dean Stockwell.
Dean Stockwell.
You want MacGyver too on
Yes,
Home
whatever. He was a Cylon. Everyone knows it. I would take that my spine glows when I'm humping.
That's pretty good.
Why didn't they revisit that?
You would never know that, though.
I'd look in the mirror. I'd set up a special.
You'd fucking
wall.
Like Jason Bateman that shit.
Yes. You'd just be like, yes. Only concern.
Excuse me, for the camera.
Yeah. Exactly.
And now our audience knows.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird that they dropped that after a few episodes. They never really
It's because it was a special effect again. They had to pay money for. Yeah, and they cut as many of those as they can.
Yeah.
That would seem an easy way to detect who was a Cylon.
Think about this.
Can you just
go in
just
hump that
go in this
quick.
Little booth and jack off and we're gonna film it.
Think about this.
I'm just saying.
How come they completely abandoned the idea of finding out who the Cylons were like 3 episodes in? They were testing people and the machine worked. I know that Baltar lied, but they're like, I guess it's not going to work. Oh, well. Let's move on. Burl, everyone's a robot, Burl! We got to make him hump in a booth and watch him jack off, Burl! I can't do that. You know he can't do it, Saul. Burl, I'll jack off right now to prove I'm not a robot! Oh, shit! I just came! Get all your clothes on. I'll do it again!
So they're like, they're like boning him in the eye?
Yeah. He gets skull fucked and then his spine lights up.
Well, he's not taking it.
Bill, I need you to stick your dick in my eye.
Is it still skull fucking when you're still like alive?
Whatever.
I don't want to
talk about it.
Wait, you skull fuck dead people?
Is it exoskeleton fucking?
That's sick.
That's like
head, that's wrong.
That's like head fucking.
I'm morally opposed to that.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Like, if you drill a hole at the top of
the head.
They
bust open his quarters, and number 6 is wearing a strap on and just going to town on his eye hole.
Oh, take my eye, you bitch! Bill!
Don't call me Bill.
Shut up, Bill! Speaking of lower register, when you fuck me...
She's like, hey, is this okay?
Lower! More Mexican, Bill.
Take a sandpaper and run it over your face.
He gives
it's
her
the only way I can get off.
He gives her a scalpel and just makes her just go nuts on her cheeks.
You better do it, you bitch.
Oh god, you guys are sick. That's you are all terrible.
I better see 1-inch craters in that ball of yours, bitch. I better be deep enough to hide a gerbil!
What? Wouldn't it be funny if he kept a little mouse in his eye hole?
Why?
It's like, that's Captain Fancy Pants! Don't talk about my mouse, Bill! Captain Whiskers!
Well, maybe like a little cuckoo.
It pokes
like
out.
A little cuckoo bird.
Cuckoo. The mouse just pokes out and is sniffing around.
Get back in there, Captain Whiskers!
Admiral Whiskers,
that's
actually.
That's sick.
Alright, moving on. I'm going to answer the rest of the questions as I rate jacking off Ty. John Dark says... Oh, he mentioned Dollhouse. We've already talked about it.
Sad times for everybody.
Next question. Mutant Enemy generic question. I guess because the Bender movie just came out again.
Oh,
asks,
I haven't seen that one yet.
I haven't either. The first two weren't good.
At Wizard World.
Oh, they're showing it?
They're not good. Oh, the Futurama really? Movies? No, they're super bad compared to the series.
Okay, see, that means that they're still good.
Oh, no, I mean, they're watchable and they're kind of funny. They're nowhere near as funny as the show. They shouldn't be doing this. It's not right. What are your favorite moments, quotes from Futurama? Favorite episode, whatever.
Pretty generic.
Oh, shit.
My favorite episode...
The Star Trek?
The
where
Star
all the
Trek
cast
is my number
back.
One.
That's a good one.
That's my number one favorite.
With, hang on, what was his name?
Jurassic Bark is like the most depressing episode.
Yes,
oh, that's
is.
Awful. I watched that once. That's the one episode I can't watch it again.
I almost
what
cried.
Was the gas monster's name? It was something with a B. Huh. Or Melvar.
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 What was the one where Leela dresses up as a man to be in the military?
Lee Lemon.
Leela Man! Lee Lemon!
Well, Lee Lemon. Yeah.
And then all those like bouncing balls attack everybody, yes. And that was a good episode.
I like the episode where Bender goes back to college, and they have the frat house.
Mars,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a
good
one.
What was it called? Robot House.
Robot House.
It was Robot like, House.
Yeah, he was always getting
cheese it.
And then they had Fatbot.
Yeah,
and he couldn't stop. I can't stop eating. It was actually just funny because I called Kirby my cat. I used to call him Fatbot.
Change his name right now to Fatbot.
I saw that and was like,
oh no.
It was for you.
The one you were talking about with which one were you talking about? Not the one with Melvar. Hang on. I got lost.
Poplars. That was pretty good.
No, wait. I'm losing it. You mentioned two.
What?
Oh, the one with Lee Lemon.
Yeah.
God damn it. I forgot what I was going to say.
What's the other one?
He's got skin like a velvet child.
Zap Brannigan is my favorite.
My favorite episode is what's it called? That's not the end of the episode. Damn it! My favorite one's with that guy from the 80s. You guys know what I'm talking about. When the 80s guy gets unfrozen.
Oh god! That was good. That was good. I like that one.
Yeah, because it's the parody of
Sharks don't have necks.
Yeah.
You're a shark.
I can't remember.
Was it Wall Street or was it
I'm proud to shepherd this herd of sharks. Blast facts, kudos all around.
That's a really good one.
Oh, and the episode when Beck shows up.
What?
Oh yeah.
Who?
Beck.
Right.
Oh.
When Bender gets paralyzed, or he's like doing it for the crippled.
Oh yeah,
like,
or you know, yeah. When Beastie Boys show up at Madison Cube Garden. I mean, yeah. It's
no, but like
I always thought their celebrity guests were kind of meh.
But I liked
entertaining.
I liked Bex when he came out because it seems like he really like was like, okay, this is cool.
I really like that for some reason, just a stupid reason, but I like that human horn episode. Just because Bender...
Find and harvest the lower horn.
Yeah, because Bender keeps cracking these one-liners. That's yes. What she said. That was the funniest part.
That was pretty good, actually. I love when on the 80s guy, when Fry calls his receptionist, and he's like, hey, Suze, have I changed? And she goes, absolutely not, Mr. Fry. Of course, I'm just a voice in this box. But and then earlier, he goes, see, Leela? Sue says I haven't changed, and Leela goes, I don't care what Ms. Johnson thinks. Wow. It's just a robot voice. Oh, my God. Next. Oh, yeah. Somebody, Jesse mentioned Stephen, or actually Dram mentioned Stephen Hawking when he wants to take credit for everything. With the Al Gore like Action Rangers. He's like, I called it a Hawking hole. Like... anyway.
Al Gore's pretty funny there, too.
He was good in that. I love the one about video games. Both the anthologies of interest.
Oh, yeah.
The anthologies of interest. And at the end, he's like, what if I had created the Finglonger? Just the long finger pointer was the whole point of the episode. And with the Globetrotters, too. Oh, and all of them. And all the rest of them.
That show is wonderful.
Actually, the finale was fantastic. It was a great musical.
I don't remember that. The finale.
The Devil's Hands Are Idle Playthings.
Oh, yeah. That was really good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was good.
That was a fantastic. Okay.
I like Robot
Devil.
We can go
on forever. He's hilarious. Also, Bender!
Also, Robot Santa. Although Hedonism Bottom is my favorite.
Delicious.
Oh, I love him.
It's pretty great.
Actually, he plays a big part in the last one. He says, I'm actually commissioning an opera for a girl that I like. An opera? About a woman? How deliciously absurd.
I love him. Why would he create a robot for hedonism? It's great.
He's like eating grapes and he's so smearing good. Butter on his chest.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Deliciously absurd. I actually know most of the opera that they sing at the end. It's pretty good. We could do this all day. So next. Yeah. Photos says, even great jobs have their bad days. How do you maintain your enthusiasm for the comic and the work you're doing? And I'm going to extend this to you video game dickholes. Typically, I'll tell you, when I have a bad day doing the comic is like anytime I get Doug, and then like a dumbass, I'll go read the comments, and it's like 400 comments of like gay,
you're
gay,
retired.
Sucks, gay, horrible. Every other comic is better than this. Web comics suck.
Forgot
every
to be
comic
funny.
Sucks. Why fail? Fail at funny. Funny fail. Humor fail. Suck. Awful.
You should stop doing that.
I did.
Okay.
Actually, I took
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah. It just makes you feel bad because you work really hard to do something and then a bunch of dick jobs tell you that you suck. So,
Yeah, welcome to the internet.
A good way to get over that, though, is when I get emails from readers and so every once in a while somebody will drop me an email. It's like, hey, just want to say hi. That's the funniest thing I've ever read and it made me laugh and I appreciate it. Keep it up. And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess I'll take the gun away from my brain and keep going.
You own a gun? You should probably sell that. That's probably enough to... Oh, yeah. Keep the comic going for quite a while.
Yeah, like a day and a half.
Yep. For me, as old as I am, I just take some pills and then I go to bed, you know, and
drink
like
a
big bottle of, you know, whiskey.
What? Booze. What's it have to do with work?
No, I do that at work.
Oh, okay.
Like
go to sleep under your desk.
Yeah.
No, I guess I'm the type of person that, like, you know, the whole sticks and stones, because I don't give a fuck. Like, you know.
Well, you've seen it all. I've been around so long.
You know, when we were putting punch cards in to play games.
You're like that lady that Obama was talking about during his acceptance speech.
Yep.
I mean, she's seen everything.
Yeah.
And then she finally voted with a newfangled contraption.
Yeah, except I have junk.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure hers rotted off
hanging
years ago.
That's very important to the moral of the story.
Right. No, whenever work sucks and, you know, I don't know. It's for me, it's easy to be able to turn all that off. I'm one of those people that, like, it's super easy for me to turn that off and go, like, yeah, fuck you. I don't, whatever. I'm going to go do my thing.
Fuck you. I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Suck.
Well, yeah, because I, like, even I read, like, when you get Doug and I read the comments and they're all like, blah, 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 and then I'll put a comment in there like, oh, yeah. Okay.
People think that their job is to have a jerk contest on the internet.
Well,
like,
and
how big of an asshole can I be? That means I win.
Maybe Obama will fix that.
He should.
Well, he
when
is.
He fixes the internet.
No.
He is because we we're Flickr friends. We sent a PM to each other.
Yeah.
And he said no. Hey, don't, he said don't worry, bro. I
Did
got
he
this.
Favorite any of your photos?
There's like one or two. They're okay. Mostly of Josh from Halloween.
Yeah.
Wait,
but,
what?
Which is a little disturbing, but.
I don't know, Josh, do you ever have a bad day at work and you're like, wait, but I have a good job. I need to... Oh, no, you just quit.
And yeah, there was that one time.
When the going gets tough. No, actually, it was twice because, you know, you had to quit again to come back.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
Do you know, every once in a while, I think about the fact that you actually up and moved to Minneapolis. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
I enjoyed it. I actually liked living up there. If the job out there wasn't so fucking terrible, I probably would still be there.
Do you ever have bad days at work, Josh? Do you ever have to get yourself out of a slump?
Yeah, whenever I have to put up with my goddamn intern.
I hope he's listening.
He's getting better.
Is he like the is he like the guy from 30 Rock, the Jack's assistant?
Oh god. Yeah, more or less. It's,
okay.
I don't want to talk about
it. You haven't seen
it.
The new episode, or you have?
I haven't. You know, I don't want to talk about it.
Listen.
I'm here so I don't have to be at work.
Listen, there's one part where the very beginning, Liz walks in, and she's like, Jack, Jack! And the assistant goes, what's his name? I don't remember his name. Anyway, he says, Mr. Donaghy is on a phone call. To maximize his time, everything he says is going to have to work for both you and the conversation that he's currently on. And so everything he says is worded very carefully to, like, address Lemon and the guy on the phone. Anyway, that's good. Go watch it. All right, never mind. That question's over. Josh, who's the answer? Is this one of your friends? This question is for Josh. Mm-hmm. It's from Chris. Could you stop being a diva and put the fucking mic near your fucking head this time?
No!
You know people
Wait,
named
is that
Chris.
From CPJ Chris?
I don't know. There was no email address with it, so I didn't know.
Or I only know a couple of
Next question. Since it's Eli's birthday, what is the best or worst gift you ever received for your birthday?
The
best one was probably whenever you got your first lawnmower.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It wasn't new. I mean, it was.
I didn't have to pull it all. I didn't have to
new
use.
New to you.
I didn't have to use scissors. So, and fucking knee pads to cut people's
And a ruler.
Yeah.
Right.
And a ruler.
Yeah.
Actually, you had one of those old that just had the rotating blade.
No, if I had that, that would have been awesome.
That's what he did get.
Oh, yeah. Big bow, big shiny bow. Because
they
it.
Were like, yeah, go ahead and trim like an inch off that. And I'm like, fuck. So I'm like having to like measure it
anyway,
with my little.
Really?
And then when you're done, he's like, a quarter inch more.
Yeah. When,
okay, but that's going to be an extra dollar.
When I was little, the coolest thing that I ever got was a little AM/FM radio.
Okay.
But it didn't have a tape player, and that's really what I wanted. And my
so
parents,
it was both your best and worst gifts.
Yeah,
ever.
Because I
You're
super,
like, yeah, music, but oh.
I super enjoyed it. The fact that my parents gave me it was portable. It was like I don't know.
It was portable.
It was the size of this like fucking large drink from Wendy's, which is open late night.
sponsor of the show, Wendy's.
Yeah. It was like that big, but it was portable, and you had to pull out the antenna, which also came out about like
a It also had a gas generator.
And I love the fact that my parents like got something that I was really going to enjoy, except that I was kind of like...
They did it wrong.
But it doesn't have a tape player. I can't listen to Run DMC. As a kid, that was the most awesome thing. As an adult, I don't know. There's been several things, but...
What's the best thing somebody ever did for you on a birthday? You're into parties. People do things for you on birthdays.
People do that. I don't ask for that.
I know, but it happens.
In that sense, the best thing that's ever happened is actually when Josh made a cake that was in the shape of Texas Mexico.
I made that with love. Seriously, that was like...
With a fence, right?
Well, let me explain.
We've already done this on the podcast. We already did this once.
Okay, well, whatever.
Do you still have the photos of that?
I have the photos somewhere. I need to find
them. It's beautiful.
But the fact that that was a surprise birthday. So that was even... That was part of it as well because it was... I mean, we went to a bar that doesn't exist anymore. And
thank God.
I did not... That was a cool bar.
Not the night we were there.
Well, yeah, sure. But,
I don't mean that because of you.
Right.
I'm just...
Yeah. But, yeah, so... The fact that I walked in and was totally, like, fucking T-boned on this whole situation.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people that snuck out.
They had a lot of people that were able to get me on this. And I totally fell for it, too, because I was like, I really don't want to do anything. Like, can we just go back to my place and watch movies? They're like, well, let's just go get one drink, and then we'll be done with it. I was like, all right. And then there's a giant ass cake that's on fire.
An ass cake.
Well, it was funny because the cake was literally on fire because the little soldiers caught on
fire.
Yeah,
there were too many candles. And
border patrols. And there was border patrols on it?
Yes. I had little army men.
So, yeah.
That were pointing the guns at Mexico.
Okay, Denise, best worth birthday?
Oh.
Like, I didn't hear the question. What?
No,
it was specifically addressed to Eli.
Yeah, I know. I can't really think of anything.
It wasn't addressed to Eli. It's just, what's the best gift you've ever received or the worst? That's it. I addressed it to Eli.
I can't really think of anything.
You didn't have birthdays until this year, did you?
Shut up.
They didn't do that in the Philippines.
I have lunar birthdays.
Wow.
So what are you, four?
What?
Four and a half? I don't know what the lunar year is.
I can't think of anything.
Every year?
I got a telescope, I think. Yeah.
Every year in the Philippines, they give Denise another
you
wall.
You used to watch America from the Philippines? Like,
yeah, that's exactly what I...
Her room would get a new wall, and so by the time she was six, it was like, you have a whole room! Yay!
Wow, really?
The worst part was the floor was the last one. It was just a big hole.
I don't know, I didn't really have all that many toys when
I was... Gords, Rob Schneider DVDs.
It was a lot of imagination and stuffed toys, but that was it.
Stuffed with guava fruit.
That would
husks.
Be gross.
I don't know.
Hmm.
That would be gross. Josh?
It's weird. I've been thinking about it. I don't really remember very many of my birthdays.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like that too.
I remember one, and I mean, it was like, really odd, but Josh gave all of us manicures for
I remember that. Because it was like a week after he came out.
For his birthday.
No, and he was like, congratulations, we're all gay!
It was like a
it was long
couple
afterwards.
Months.
It was it was still new.
Half a year.
It was still new.
Yeah. We were all there, right?
It was pretty awesome.
Except Denise.
It was the first... No, this is why it was important. It was the first melding of your two groups of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. And it was hilarious.
Yes.
Because I went ahead... It was fabulous.
It was fab.
And with
I loved
me,
it.
Fabu.
Yeah. I loved it.
And with me being a southern man...
Why are you a dainty?
Odd. I don't know.
You're a dandy. You're like,
I say,
boy.
Now you're just talking like Throghorn. No, I that time,
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I had my fingernails and toenails painted bubblegum pink for Josh.
He also didn't tell us where we were going or what we were doing.
I know. That was the best part.
That was interesting. Because we were all
I told
like,
everybody to meet me at my house, and then I piled everybody into my car, drove them into a back alley behind a nail place so they wouldn't have any idea where the
everybody.
Fuck they were. I thought we were going to get raped.
Yeah, pretty much.
Happy birthday.
And... that was at Hollywood Nails in Oaklawn down in Dallas.
I can tell you this though about that the dinner after that was the very first time in my life that I have been because no one else came. Did you come to the dinner afterwards?
Yes. Yeah.
Then there was like three tables.
Mikey was there, and
we were the only people at our table that weren't gay, and they made sure that we knew that. Like three of your friends kept referring to us as like the straight couple.
The breeders,
and I'm like, what is this weird reverse discrimination going on? Is this what it's like for you?
Now I understand.
I feel it all. Also, stop.
Now I'm going to go home and watch gay porn.
Yeah. No, I was gay.
Wait, what? No.
But yeah,
that was a really fun evening.
That was actually.
That's whenever we learned that Mikey was deathly afraid of people touching his feet.
Oh, they
I had to
gay.
Talk him off the roof the entire night. I had to keep his attention focused off of feet that night.
Right. And I didn't care. So,
which was funny. It's as if you were afraid of badgers and Josh had bought you a badger to put on your face. No, just put it on your face.
Yeah, it's totally cool. You will love it, trust me.
It's my birthday.
It's a
you
treatment.
Have to.
It's like a treatment.
I tried that.
Pores.
It was really odd because it was Josh's birthday and he paid for all of it.
No, I liked that part.
Yeah.
That was the only part.
I knew that would be the only way I could ever get that to happen. And that was my birthday present to myself because that was fucking awesome.
Is it mani and pedicure?
Yes.
Shit, that's expensive.
Okay.
Oh, it's like $45 a piece?
I know.
It was both, and it was actually at one of the highest rated, like, pedicure
Yeah, they were all
in D Magazine.
Yeah, because they were
all
Asian.
There was a wine bar
Asian.
Upstairs where we were.
Nice.
Yeah, there were no white people there. They were all Asians
well,
that
that's
worked
how
there.
It's done.
That's the only way it's done.
Right.
What are you talking
right.
about?
No, I'm saying...
Top like, to bottom, that's just how it's
done. No, like, they barely spoke English, so you know it's good.
One time in one time
like,
in New York,
like
sex
pants.
Me and my wife have been walking around for like 9 hours, and we're like, we've got to get foot massages. And so we found the one place in like Koreatown that didn't look like they were going to try and jack us off at the end of it. So we're like,
so how was the
happy ending?
Ending?
It was great. It was actually fantastic. You want me to jack you off? So, best birthday present I ever got was my wife was a waitress when she was in college, and. Worked double shifts for like an entire summer and bought me a Music Man Stingray bass, brand new, which I had wanted for myself but couldn't afford. And it put so much strain on our relationship that she worked so much. But like once she had started it, she couldn't stop. So like it all culminated into one night where I was like, "You're never home. We never see each other. This is killing me on the inside." And then like 2 weeks later, she's like, "I got you a fucking guitar." I was like. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Well done.
And then you're like, doom, doom,
bravo.
Doom,
doom. Yeah. You just fucking Seinfelding over there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a really nice story. I like that.
And she's like in bed, going like, God, what the fuck?
No, she was working like she was working 80-hour weeks for that. Yeah,
oh,
Jesus.
Holy shit.
And I hawked it for $20. So no,
nice.
Still got it.
Nice.
Still got it. Next thing. We need to get through these. We're almost done. Dr. Oswald says, I've been playing through Fallout 3, which is a fairly violent game. He elaborates on the violence. And his question is, how much violence do you think is too much? And I guess with regards to video games, I'm not talking about how far they should be allowed to go ethically, but how... the video game and filmmakers should limit themselves for the sake of bettering the final product. His point was that, like, the 100th time he sees a guy's head explode in slow motion, it loses its effect. And I guess it's kind of like, you know, a Kevin Smith movie versus another movie. After you've heard, like, fuckwad 35 times, it loses its impact. So it's the same way with any sort of graphic use of...
Which is why we have to keep pushing
shocking
it further.
Behavior.
Well, the thing is, though, is like when you know you're going to watch a Kevin Smith movie, you know you're watching a Kevin Smith movie.
All right, well then back to his question. For video games, do you use violence as an art, or do you just put in as much as you possibly can?
No, it's a feature. We can't always control the feature. In other words, it's an interactive experience.
You don't have to headshot everybody.
No, right, so it's your fault if you end up with too much violence. Like,
there's some truth to that.
Okay, no. So, in other words, it's like saying, okay, we're gonna keep making badass BMWs, but they're only gonna be able to go to 70 miles an hour. Because that way, everybody's safe. It's like, if a car can go 130, and it can, and you want to go 130, you can. We can't necessarily control that option.
Okay, then movies.
So, in other words, like for video games as that, it's a feature that's added to the game, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it after that. Because it's there.
You put it there.
You've added the feature. So you can turn the dial down a little bit, but you can still get like 100 of them after a while. If you really work at it, you can get like 100 headshots in super slow motion and it explodes because the feature is there. If you don't want to do that, then you play around that. But it's
no
there.
One's going to do that.
No one. Yeah, right. No one's going to do that. It's just like no one's going to go exactly 70 miles an hour.
This is why when I got my PS2 and like Grand Theft Auto Vice City on like the same day or whatever, I could not beat any of the missions because I would walk out and somebody would be like, "Hey, yo, Tony, here's your mission. Pow! Why you beat me with a pipe? Pow! Oh, you shot me in the knees!" And then the cops would come and I'd die.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like
45 seconds.
In video games, it's not so much about trying to reduce that as like make it as good as you can. So if you're going to
make the violence as
if
good
you're,
as you
if,
can.
If it's going to be violence, yeah, then you might as
fucking
well
do it right.
Yeah, you might as well make it entertaining enough where it's there.
Sure.
And there's not a whole lot I think we can do about that.
That's a nice way to pass the buck.
It's
your fault.
It's not
players.
All fault. You're a sadistic fuckwad. Like, yeah, it's your fault.
Well, because
we didn't tell you to kill that hooker.
Here's the thing, though.
We just allowed it to happen.
Strategy manual.
If you turn that off completely, then everybody bitches and no one buys your shit. Because they're like, oh well, what do you mean? I can't. Nobody dismembers when I blow them up. Well, fuck! I'm not buying that. Stupid.
He should just bleed pixels.
I think, unfortunately,
big
there's
square, jaggedy pixels.
Like in Germany.
Yeah.
In Germany, yeah, our version of the game in Germany, dudes like have puffs of smoke come out of them. Because you can't have blood
no
over there.
No blood in games.
Blood is not allowed.
Germany has extremely strict rules about what can or cannot be in a game.
For how
and
long?
Actually, for.
For since, like, Doom.
Since World War II.
Yeah. For video games? Much. Since right. World War II? The first pre-World War II video games, they took out all the violence.
Yeah, there are games that are completely banned
actually,
because
when
of
you
that.
Shoot a German with a rifle, smoke.
Yeah. Poof. Yeah, smoke, like...
True fact.
That's
you
just how they
it.
Work. That's how they work.
But that's the only
Don't
way we
do
could
that.
Do it.
Don't do that.
No, I mean in real life.
Oh, yeah, but that's what happens over there.
Yeah. Whatever. Australia's the same way.
And no, kangaroos just come out.
As far as...
Boy!
Boy?
As far as movies go, like...
Vegemite!
Yeah, they bleed Vegemite.
Oh, look at me, Vegemite!
What is that exactly?
It's a fruit
it's
paste.
Disgusting.
Like a vegetable fruit
it's
paste.
It's so gross.
Huh.
It's used as peanut butter or jelly would be used
disgusting.
On toast and crackers and bread.
Oh.
But it's made of, like, vegetables and fruit, and it's supposed to be gross.
Never had Vegemite! Let me make you a Sammy.
Oi, oi, oi.
I shall thrice lay you.
No, that's cool.
I got a girlfriend.
Well, I'm listed in the book of Santa Monica.
That's alright, I had plans anyway.
Yeah, okay, well call me. Okay.
Or not, I mean, really.
It
whatever.
Is I, Galadriel.
Alright.
you will meet Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
We are Mary-Kate and Ashley
Olsen.
That was
Olsen. So great, I forgot about that.
Go find a bootleg copy of Clone High and watch it.
Download one off the internet. I made it. I'm not kidding.
Stop it.
Dear the internet, I made you. All right, so Josh, do you have any follow-up to that?
To what? What were we talking about?
The violence
Vegemite.
Game thing. Vegemite.
No,
about Vegemite.
I don't care.
I love your participatory nature.
Okay.
Fuck it. The
In
end.
The top secret game that I'm working on right now, we are going to be trying to discover new ways of being more violent than ever
like
before.
Adding organs to bodies so they can be blown out?
More or less.
Right.
Wait, that guy's liver's come out three times.
Yeah, no, he was genetically engineered to have three livers.
The liver's liver is...
We cover that in the story.
Each liver has a baby in it.
Yeah.
and that baby contains other smaller livers.
In movies,
like
if it's done right, you don't have to cut any of that shit out. We just saw that with Dead Set.
Last question. Comes from Eddie. Not really a question. Do you remember we talked about a couple of weeks back that the Smallville people wanted to do a spinoff with, or just another show about Robin before he became Robin. It was going to be so terrible.
Yeah,
well, that got canceled.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So, my question was, if the CW is going to be jonesing for a young DC superhero show, then where should they go?
To Marvel?
To hell?
To Marvel. Okay.
And not DC?
To rephrase that, the WB is, or the CW has a long-standing deal
DC. Just to really like fuck with people's heads, they should do like a young Sandman. Just to be confusing.
Oh, God. That would have nothing to do with anything.
I know. It would be wonderful for me and confusing for
the
entire rest
of the US population. What they were talking about was essentially like, you know, Ma and Pa Kent before Clark landed. like before it got interesting or some shit.
Yeah.
You know? But what? Where could they go? Eli, you read comics. Where could they go? Young Flash?
I don't know. I guess they could try like Green Lantern or...
Well, they've got that on Smallville. And they already passed on a spinoff of that.
All right. Well, then...
Not Green Lantern. I'm sorry. Green Arrow.
They're pretty much fucked.
No, no. But see, yeah, here's the point. Were there any superheroes... Okay, what they did with Smallville was try to say, you know, before he was Superman, he had adventures. Were there any other characters that were anything before they got power or their suit?
Batman.
And they passed on that.
He was a kid?
That was the original pitch for Smallville, was a young Batman show. Yeah, and they passed on it to
there,
do Batman
there
Begins.
There isn't shit there. DC doesn't have anything that... DC doesn't care
you know
too
what?
Much about backstories.
The WB should make a Jubilee show. That would be great.
No.
They could do like...
Oh, so
if they wanted to do something, then they should do what Gotham
sparklies.
Was. Gotham between the point of Batman coming to rise. So it's like how shitty the city is. I don't know.
It's just like an old Chicago style like detective noir series?
They should just use Gotham as a background setting because they don't have anything else.
In all honesty, they should revisit the idea of young Bruce Wayne. Passing on that was the biggest fucking mistake they ever made.
Well, no, but if Batman Returns or Batman Begins is the start of that story, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to use that as the point of
but going
origin,
to his high school years,
but it'd be pointless because he was just like emo.
Yeah,
and of course that would attract.
Right.
To the WB.
He'd be gothy.
It would suck. They should
be like, Bruce, we're going to go drive our Mercedes around. Whatever. I don't care.
Whatever. I have 12, but I hate them all.
Like, seriously, they should do a show that revolves around all the other things that Batman can't get to in Gotham when he's having to deal with shit over here.
So there's shit going on, but there's a bat signal in the background.
They let all of like Arkham out at one point, and they didn't prove that they got everybody back. They should... fucking dick around with that a little bit because seriously DC has nothing.
They should just do
there's nothing to love. There's nothing to
there's nothing to grasp onto.
They should just do like a CSI style procedural just about Arkham.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, I like that.
Okay, use so Arkham that, the series.
Right. Use right. that
you heard it here first.
Use that as a
Arkham
as a backdrop setting.
What is it from that movie?
It's not a bad idea.
It gives you open
crime scenes.
Open ideas.
I guess the reason I wasn't thinking that is because they want kids. They want teenagers you can identify with.
Right, but they need to realize that doesn't work.
The intern at Arkham.
Nobody cares about kids.
Three plucky teenagers that work at as interns at Wayne Enterprises.
Joel has a baby.
Oh, whatever.
No, I mean,
I don't have all the babies.
Well, no, she's like, babies suck.
That's not what I said.
Dude, if you... came up the way she did, you would feel the same way.
Oh.
Most of them
yeah,
don't survive.
All gamey.
Most of them don't survive past
right.
3, 4. It's like the turtles.
What?
You know, the
they
sea turtles.
Get to what the are you ocean?
Talking
about?
Oh,
they don't
like
survive.
Ninja turtles.
The survival
oh,
rate.
Oh, I was like Donatello?
No, yeah. No, the survival
that
rate.
That makes you cool.
Low.
I'd be like, so you have babies like Donatello
no, a Filipino,
and Raphael?
A Filipino woman lays a clutch of eggs.
You have a shell?
And out of 60, only 3 survive. The rest are picked off by larger predators.
Denise was one of those eggs.
Yeah.
Yes. It's one of the lucky ones.
Vultures come
away.
In and
you're,
hawks
you're lucky,
and eagles
you're
and
you're
baboons.
Lucky you don't have like one gimp arm.
Yeah, baboon ripped 2 of them off. And
like Nemo?
Yes.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Are we done here?
We're done with that question. So that is the end of Hijinks and Sue podcast number 35. If you'd like to support Hijinks and Sue... check out vault.hijinksu.com. What? What do you want?
Oh, nothing. Never mind.
God, you're very fucking shit up. That episode of Futurama I was talking about, it's called Future Stock. It's episode 21. It's awesome. So anyway, check out vault.hijinksu.com. make a donation or even a subscription donation and get access to the vault. You can get all your desktops, behind the scenes artwork, stuff I haven't finished that I'm still working on, I post there. And you can also get the post shows for these podcasts, which coming up on post show number 35, we'll be talking about how I survived watching Ghost Rider, and I'm still alive. God,
what's wrong with you?
And the rise and fall of Nicolas Cage. Also, check out HijinxAndSueStore.com for shirts and whatnot. Hopefully, soon to be a presale for the book, if I can get that shit in order.
All right, book.
Book time.
Yay, book.
And thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being in the chat and for listening.
You know, this song is actually very fitting right now. The real reason I was late is because I was playing pinball before I left the office, and I played way longer than I was supposed to.
And you're dumb and blind.
So you weren't working. I thought you were working.
That's funny.
The what?
Probably he is. It's a fact.
It's in the genes.